Now setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah. A little follow-up for you. Involving a stolen Freestar and Vanessa's diary entry.
I think I remember Vanessa's diary entry.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without confessing in your diary that you broke the law, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, would be... Vanessa did that, right?
Yeah, that would be 31-year-old Vanessa.
Okay.
So she actually avoided prison. So the follow-up is she pled guilty, right, to receiving stolen property. Now, here's the thing. If you'll recall, Vanessa was charged with the theft of a $2,000 Ford Freestar van.
Mm.
She sold it for scrap.
Mm-hmm.
And during the whole investigation, they got her journal, her diary, kind of, if you will.
The smoking gun, if you will.
Yeah, and so they just started flipping through it.
Yeah.
And it contained an entry. On the day the van was reporting missing, that said, totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing. And super freaking out about it.
Oh, and you know what? The journal isn't going to judge, right? The journal keeps your secrets.
The journal's like, listen, it's not our fault if you don't hide the little key lock on the journal.
Exactly.
Right? Very well.
Something tells me, though, this wasn't one that locked.
Right.
She doesn't strike me as one that was going to take that kind of precaution.
Yeah, so the follow-up is, it finally made it to court. She pleaded guilty, and so...
It's really hard to negate that. It's hard to say, I didn't write that.
That wasn't my handwriting.
That wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't?
I mean, who would do that? Who would totally confess to
would
it
do that
in their journal? Totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing. See, right. It was like, it wasn't premeditated.
Right. No, exactly. It was very knee-jerk. Knee-jerk reaction.
It was a spontaneous decision.
Right. Right. Okay. You could almost argue that based on that diary entry.
Maybe. I don't know if that helps.
Saw it,
I mean,
because
she still stole it.
Always wanted a Ford Freestar.
Yeah.
Totally stole it, though.
Oh, I mean, the look in her mugshot, too.
I know.
A little bit of...
It's...
Yeah, I kind of did it.
It's...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have written that down.
A little bit of...
A little bit. It's that kind of look on the face. Yeah. A little.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So, again... setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without confessing in your diary that you broke the law, you're doing okay. You got to take that to the grave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. You got to not break the law. That's where we're going to back it up. Sure. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.
And the police would like to say, yeah, if you are going to break the law, keep writing it all down in your journal.
Document everything.
Document everything.
Time stamps and all that. That would be fantastic. Thanks, guys.